وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورُ.
To Allah alone belongs all that is in the heavens and in the earth, in creation and decree, and everything will return to Him on the Day of Judgment, when everyone will be rewarded according to what they have done.
كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون.
You are, O community of Muhammad, peace be upon him, the best of all communities that Allah has produced for humanity in your faith and actions, and the most beneficial for other people, instructing what is right according to the sacred law and what you know to be right, and forbidding what is wrong according to the sacred law and what you know to be wrong, and having certain faith in Allah, so that it shows in your actions. If the people of the scripture, the Jews and the Christians, had faith in Muhammad, it would be better for them in this world and in the afterlife. Only few of the people of the scripture believe in what Muhammad, peace be upon him, came with, and most of them do not stay within the sacred way of life and sacred law of Allah.
لَن يَضُرُّوكُمْ إِلَّا أَذَى وَإِن يُقَاتِلُوكُمْ يُوَلُّوكُمُ الْأَدْبَارَ ثُمَّ لَا يُنصَرُونَ.
If they are against you, they will not harm you, O believers, in your belief or in yourselves, except through their words, criticizing your faith and making fun of you, and so on. Also, if they fight you, they will flee from you in defeat, and will never be victorious over you.
ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله وضربت عليهم المسكنة ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون الأنبياء بغير حق ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون.
Humiliation and shame has been made to surround them wherever they are, and they are only safe with a contract or protection from Allah or from people. They have earned the anger of Allah, and need and poverty has been made to surround them. This is due to their rejection of the signs of Allah, killing the prophets unjustly, and because they rebelled and overstepped the limits of Allah.
لَيْسُوا سَوَاءً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ أُمَّةٌ قَائِمَةٌ يَتْلُونَ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ آنَاءَ اللَّيْلِ وَهُمْ يَسْجُدُونَ.
Having made clear what many of the people of the scripture are like, Allah then explains that there is a group among them who are upright and stand by the truth. Not all the people of the scripture are the same. Rather, there is a group among them who follow the religion of Allah doing as Allah instructs and staying away from what He has prohibited, reading the verses of Allah in the hours of the night, and praying to Him. This group existed before the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sent, and became Muslim when they met him and understood his message.
يؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر ويسارعون في الخيرات وأولئك من الصالحين.
They have certain faith in Allah and the last day, instructing what is right and good, and forbidding what is wrong and evil, and they take initiative in doing good actions, taking advantage of the seasons of worship. Such people are from amongst Allah's servants who have righteous intentions and actions.
وَمَا يَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلَنْ يُكْفَرُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالْمُتَّقِينَ.
Whatever good these people do, whether it is little or much, their reward for it will not be lost. Allah knows those who are mindful, who follow what He instructs, and stay away from what He prohibits. None of what they do is hidden from Him, and they will be rewarded accordingly. Beneficial points. One of the greatest features that distinguished the Muslim nation after faith in Allah is the instructing of what is right and forbidding what is wrong. Allah has decreed humiliation for the people of the scripture due to their turning away from Allah's sacred way of life and because they did not fulfill their promises. The people of the scripture are not all the same. Among them are those who do what Allah instructs, follow their religion, and respect His limits, and so they will have a great reward. Such people existed before the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was sent.
إن الذين كفروا لن تغني عنهم أموالهم ولا أولادهم من الله شيئا وأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Disbelievers in Allah and His Messenger will not be helped against Allah by their wealth or children. They will not prevent His punishment or bring His mercy to them. Rather, their suffering and distress will only increase, and they will be eternally companions of the fire of hell.
مثل ما ينفقون في هذه الحياة الدنيا كمثل ريح فيها صر أصابت حرث قوم ظلموا أنفسهم فأهلكته وما ظلمهم الله ولكن أنفسهم يظلمون.
The example of what disbelievers spend in charity and what they expect to receive of rewards is like a wind which is extremely cold that hits the crops of a people who wronged themselves by not doing as they were instructed, ruining their crops when they had expected to have a good harvest. Disbelief also ruins the rewards of good deeds. Allah does not wrong them, for He is far above any injustice. Rather, they wrong themselves through their disbelief in Allah and His prophets.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا بطانة من دونكم لا يألونكم خبالا ودوا ما عنتم عنتم قد بدت البغضاء من أفواههم وما تخفي صدورهم أكبر قد بينا لكم الآيات إن كنتم تعقلون.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Prophet, do not take unbelievers as close friends, letting them know your secrets and private business. They will not stop trying to harm you and ruin things for you, wanting what will hurt you and making things really difficult for you. Their hatred and hostility has appeared in what they say in their criticism of your faith and worship, in incidents between you, and in them giving away your secrets. In their hearts, they have even more hatred. Allah has made clear to you what is in your interests in this world and the afterlife, if you use your intellect to understand what your Lord has revealed to you.
Ha antum ulai tuhibbunahum wa la yuhibbunakum wa tu'minuna bil kitabi kullihi wa idha laqukum qalu amanna وَإِذَا لَقُوكُمْ قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا عَضُّوا عَلَيْكُمُ الْأَنَامِلَ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ قُلْ مُوتُوا بِغَيْظِكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ.
It is you, O believers, who love these people and want goodness for them, but they do not love you and do not wish you well. Rather, they hate you while you have faith in all of the scriptures, including their scriptures, yet they do not have faith in the scripture which Allah revealed to your Prophet. If they meet you, they say with their tongues, "We have faith," yet when they are alone together, they bite the tips of their fingers in distress and rage because of how united you are. The strength of Islam, and because of their own humiliation and shame, tell these people, O Prophet, to stay as they are until they die in their rage. Allah knows what faith and disbelief and what good and evil there is in people's hearts.
تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط.
If a blessing comes to you in the forms of victory over an enemy or an increase in wealth or children, then worry and sadness overcomes them. And if a misfortune hits you, such as the victory of an enemy over you or a decrease in wealth or children, then they are happy, rejoicing at your misfortune. If you are patient with Allah's commands and decree and are mindful of not earning Allah's anger, then their tricks and attempts to hurt you will not harm you. Allah encompasses all their plotting and what they do, and will make them fail.
وَإِذْ غَدَوْتَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ تُبَوِّئُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ مَقَاعِدَ لِلْقِتَالِ وَاللَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ.
Remember, O Prophet, when some of the believers disobeyed the instruction of Allah and His Messenger, and this happened when you left Medina to fight the idolaters in the battle of Uhud, after you had posted the believers in their places for battle, and their positions were clear, Allah hears whatever you say and knows whatever you do. Beneficial points. Whatever the disbelievers spend in the path of good will not be of any benefit to them with Allah, because they did not fulfill the conditions of having faith in Allah and following His sacred law. The believers are prohibited from becoming close friends with the disbelievers and from telling them their private business and secrets. The disbelievers are happy when something bad happens to those who have faith and feel rage when something good happens to them. Protection from the plots and schemes of the disbelievers is through patience, not showing fear, and by being mindful, which brings about strength and victory.